Hi, and welcome back to the Model UN podcast. The first question I'll be asking Nora Olivier is, how have you grown as a learner and delegate during this project? Think about habits, skills, knowledge, and more. What did you do to grow in this way?
I grew as a learner during this project by understanding that I can't procrastinate. On such a big project like this, I have always been bad about waiting to turn work in until the last minute or turning it in late. And I definitely learned that it would have just been a lot easier and less stressful if I would have turned the work in on time, and I would have been caught up a lot more. I would have known more about my country also.
Thank you. Our second question is going to be, if you were to do this again, or if you had a time machine and could go back to the start of this semester, what would you do differently? How would you change, how would this change impact your learning and this project?
I would go back and just have a better mindset going into the project. For the most part, I was pretty negative about it, saying oh, this project's gonna suck, this is gonna be so much work. And it honestly wasn't, at all, that much work. If I would have stayed on top of the work and not turned things in late, it would have been a lot easier for me. So I think I would definitely just go back and change my mindset and make sure that I, had a more positive attitude towards it and turn things in on time.
Okay. Next question. What advice would you give to future students about to start this project? What do you think are the most important things they need to do to make this project worthwhile? Be specific and make sure you talk about why these are important.
Okay, so first, turning things in on time. This is really important so you don't get behind. Personally, I felt very, very stressed going into the conference just because I felt I wasn't prepared enough. I didn't know enough about my country, so just making sure that you do the research, turn things in on time, and